Romans chapter 16. I highly recommend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the gathering of the called out ones that is at Cenchrea, so that you would receive her in the Lord in a way which is appropriate for those set apart for God, and that you might assist her in anything which she might need from you, for she herself has also helped many others, including myself. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, thy fellow workers in the Anointed One, Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the gatherings of the called-out ones of the Gentiles. And greet the gathering of the called-out ones, which is in their house. Greet Epinetus, who is worthy of love, who is the firstfruits of Asia to the Anointed One. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junias, my relatives and my fellow prisoners who are well known among the sent ones and who also were in the Anointed One before me. Greet Ampliatus, who is loved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in the Anointed One, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, who has been approved in the Anointed One. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus, and greet Herodian, my relative. Greet those of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who work hard in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who has done much work in the Lord. Greet Rufus, the chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nerus, and his sister Olympus, and all the holy ones who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the gatherings of the Anointed Ones, call out ones, send you greetings. Now I plead with you, brethren, be wary of those who are creating divisions and trying to cramp others for their own groups, which is contrary to the teaching you learned, and turn away from them. For such people do not serve our Lord, the Anointed One, but their own selfish ambitions. And through their plausible arguments and slick words, they deceive the hearts of the gullible. But news of your obedience has been spread to everyone everywhere. Therefore I rejoice about you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and pure toward what is evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, along with Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my relatives. I, Tertius, who write this letter for Paul, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and of the whole gathering of the called out ones, greet you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greet you, and Quartus, the brother. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my message of good news, even the proclaiming of Jesus the Anointed One, which is about the revelation of the mystery that has been kept in silence from eternal times, but which now, following the mandate of the eternal God by means of the prophetic scriptures, is being revealed and is being made known to all the nations for obedience of faith, to the one and only all-wise God. To him is the glory forever, through Jesus the Anointed One. Amen. This is the end of the Book of Romans. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.